Reporting on Mr. Johnny Blaze in room XYZ. He actually goes by Ghost Rider. He's seen by Dr. Slade. His pager number is 5555. He was admitted on the 3rd with a diagnosis of CHF exacerbation with ascites. He came in with a 20-pound weight gain over 2 weeks, abdominal distension, and shortness of breath. He has a history of left-sided CHF with ascites. His ejection fraction is 30%. He's CAD. He had a CABG in 2015. He's a diabetic with diabetic neuropathy. He's on sliding scale insulin. Today, his blood sugars have been 134 and 125. No coverage required. He's getting gabapentin for the neuropathy. He has a history of hypertension. His blood pressures have been fine, 130s over 80s. He's getting carvedilol and isosorbide for that. He has an AICD. Also a history of iron deficiency anemia. He's getting ferrous sulfate, chronic low back pain. He's getting morphine but hasn't required it. His pain has been anywhere from 1 to 3, and he hasn't requested anything from pain. He's also had a non-STEMI. Also has major depressive disorder. He's on Buspar and Seroquel, so you'll give him those tonight. No known drug allergies. He's a full code. He has an advanced directive. His wife is his durable power of attorney. His daughter is the secondary. He's alert and oriented times 3. He can be up ad lib. He has a cane with him. He only requires 1 assist, but he is a fall risk. Oxygen, we've weaned him down to 1 liter via nasal cannula, and he's sat in 95%. He does have some crackles in the basis. He's on telly. He's running a sinus rhythm anywhere from 70s to 80s. He's on a low-sodium diet with a 1.5 liter fluid restriction. He's had 720 in today. He's eaten 100% of both meals. He feeds himself. No problem chewing or swallowing. He has an IV. It's a number 20 in his left AC. He's just getting IV Lasix through that, and that was last changed today. His skin is intact. He can self-turn. He can reposition himself. He does have bilateral lower extremity edema, and I've been elevating his legs when I'm able. He's continent of both urine and stool. He's using the urinal. Clear yellow urine. He's had 2 liters out. He's had a bowel movement today. I helped him to the bathroom. He did have formed brown stool. He had labs this morning. His white blood cells were 6.10. Hemoglobin was 8.9. Hematocrit was 27.7. His platelets were 186. Sodium was 140. Potassium was 4.2. BUN is high at 25, his creatinine is 1.5, CO2 is 32.7. He had a CAT scan of the abdomen today, which showed large volume ascites and septal thickening at the lung basis, which we hear the crackles. As far as our orders, we're doing daily weights on him. He was 284 on admission. Today he's 277. He's on intake and output, and his CHF teaching has been done. As far as his plan, we're giving him the IV diuretics. He's going to have a paracentesis tomorrow. He already knows. I've talked to him about it. IV albumin is pending. We're waiting on that from pharmacy. We also have a GI consult for the recurrent anemia and ascites. We may transfuse, but not sure. They're planning an EGD and colonoscopy, so we placed a cardiology consult so that they can clear him for both procedures. Do you have any questions?